What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up tonight, we have another episode of Jesus Christ Cab Driver, and we'll also have Steve Bozell, who is filing a lawsuit based upon reverse discrimination. It seems a neighbor, a co-worker of his, also has the last name of Bozell, and this man happens to be African-American. Steve found out they may be related. Steve's ancestors may have had, as he puts it, an ownership interest in this guy's family, and he wanted to have him over for a barbecue. We'll get all the details coming up. Also, a segment called Bud's Bits That Suck, the ones you brought to me, Bud, that we didn't want to use.
Yeah.
And your friends here?
Yes, Lanson.
Hi, Lanson. How you doing?
I'm very good. If you don't mind me watching your program, I'm really interested in what you're doing.
Have you learned anything? I mean, just to let the audience know, you are a professional football. You're an athlete.
That's correct.
But you want to get into broadcasting, a la what Terry Bradshaw and these guys are doing?
Well, I understand, you know, that takes some time. Right now, I'm weighing my options in the National Football League.
You were a free agent this year.
That is correct.
And did you play? You played with Baltimore last year?
I played with Coach Billick for two seasons in Baltimore, and before that was Tampa Bay. But I'm just trying to look around, you know, get the feel for broadcasting, because I'd like to try my hand at that, you know.
Well, I got to tell you, it's kind of a tough business. You got to start out small in a lot of ways.
Well,
you didn't want to do that.
I don't think it's necessary for me to do that. I know people. I've got contact. Right now, I'm sitting out right now. If I can get a good opportunity in the NFL next year, I'm going to try that, you know. But right now, I want to use the bathroom. I hate to say that.
Oh, yeah, Bud, show him where the bathroom is.
Right over here, Mr. O'Dowd. Let's go down the hall.
Thanks.
Hey, Bud, let me just seriously, like I asked you this last week. You see, you don't like black people.
Yeah, we already went through this.
No, but hold on for a minute. There you are hanging out with a black guy. Now, you want to know that proves to me, Bud, proves to me something I've always said. You can say you don't like certain people, but when you get to know them one-on-one, they're okay.
I don't like blacks.
Well, you're hanging out with one.
He's in the National Football Organization.
Well, he's just a regular guy, though. It's like any other guy.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Well, I say he is.
He's not. He's a football player. And
well, what difference does that make if he's a football player? He's a black guy, ain't he?
Yeah, but are you?
Am I what, black?
No, are you a football player?
No, I'm not a football player.
Well, then he's higher up than you in a lot of ways, more interesting.
But he's black.
Yeah, but he's better than you.
So you're saying a black guy's better than me?
Aha! So you're a racist.
I didn't say that. What I said was...
Yeah, we caught you on that one. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, grow up. I didn't say meaning that. What I said was, the guy's like anybody else. You hang out with him, and it's...
Yeah, Mr. Hall wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
So we got you. What a racist. Well, a black guy is better than me. See,
you know what I meant by this. He's got this guy in here, by the way, who wants to look at broadcasting like it's an option or something.
So show the guy. What, you got a problem with being around black people?
No, I do not. You know this guy does, though, Dickman. He don't like black folks. He says it all the time.
Because they scare me.
Yeah, well, how come you're hanging out with this guy?
He's not going to rape me or anything.
Yeah, why not?
Because he plays football.
Oh, well, okay. Hey, Bud, check the newspaper. They got a lot of guys inside right now who used to be football players for rape, drugs, you name it.
Yeah, but those are different.
How? How are they different? Ever heard of Mossy Cade?
No. Is he black?
He played for the Green Bay Packers. They busted him for rape. They got another couple of guys in there for drugs, guys waving guns around.
What's your point? You're trying to get it off the fact that you're a racist?
Oh, I'm not a racist. Fruit Loop here's the racist.
I am not.
How come you're always using the N-word?
You're not supposed to say...
Does Bud use the N-word on the air?
No, but I hear him throw it around a lot.
Shut up. He's coming back.
Yeah, well, you just remember what I said.
Hi, Mr. O'Dowd. You find everything?
Yeah, somebody left a... Like someone died in there, you know.
Sorry about that. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me either.
Rush Limbaugh or something?
I might have been. No, Rush is in New York. Anyway, good to have you with us, and I hope that you just sit there and enjoy the show, okay?
Dr. Laura, maybe she used the can?
That's the men's room.
No, Dr. Laura wouldn't.
Man, it was bad.
Well, it's what do you want? It's a bathroom.
That reminds me, can I say a word on the air?
I want to get into my show now, bud.
No, but I just want to know if it's proper.
What?
Dingleberry?
No, you may not.
Why not?
Don't ask me why not. No, you may not.
Is this what you people do?
No, man, I'm going to get into it here right now. In a minute, I've got a flashback request here on the Phil Henry Show, and this from a listener. You can email your requests, and the request email is phs@philhenryshow.com. That's phs@philhenryshow.com, and our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. So mention Steve Ozell coming up later on in the program, not too far away, and Mexican Radio interviews Bing Crosby. By the way, I just wanted to say, acknowledge the passing of Johnny Carson. While he was, he was a tremendous entertainer.
You hated him.
Why don't you shut up?
That's what you said.
I heard you say something disparaging about Mr. Carson. That's correct.
I didn't say anything disparaging about him. And why don't you shut up when I'm on the air? I said...
You said you didn't think he was funny and he stole Jackie Gleason.
I want to say that I acknowledged his...
You're a liar.
Mr. Henry, I thought I heard some... Aren't you supposed to be honest?
We'll be right back on the...
Liar.
Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Two things, and then we'll get into our request flashback. No, actually three things. One, the radio station that did the Tsunami parody song that's all over the news, somebody asked me, they said, you know, you guys did exactly the same thing like last week about floating dead babies. And I said, well, it was a phone bit that we did. And they said, well, yeah, but how come those guys are in the news? I said, because theirs wasn't funny. See, when it ain't funny and people just get angry, then it's going to make the news. The other two things, how come I keep looking up at the news and seeing these basketball players in court for that brawl? You know, in other words, there's another NBA player. Not I've got the greatest love in the world for athletes necessarily, or pro athletes. Where are these fans that started the fight? Because that's who started the fight, were the fans. The fight was on the court. The fans got involved. Why am I looking at another NBA player standing in front of a judge? Where's the white trash that started the fight in the first place? Where are the drunk white trash that started the fight in Detroit? Aren't they supposed to be in front of a judge someplace? Or, you know, when you see one big, tall, skinny black guy in front of a judge, you've seen them all. And then the third thing, I have no problem at all Iran having nuclear weapons. Do you? I got no problem. I think we ought to keep our nose out of it. I think we ought to keep our big, fat schnoz out of it. I feel wonderful knowing that Iran, Pakistan, and India, all bordering each other, have nuclear weapons. Why, it was only 3 years ago, thereabouts, that the world was on the brink of a nuclear holocaust because the Pakis and the Indians couldn't agree over some piece of country that nobody can breathe in. It's so high up in the air. Called Kashmir, which I, like you, thought was a sweater or a song by Led Zeppelin. I didn't know about it. It was a region. It's a mountainous terrain. Good for them. I hope the Iranians get nuclear weapons. I hope they get them soon. And I think it'll be great. It'll make the world a more secure place. Why should we be the only ones who get to have them? Hmm? How come we're the ones who get to have all the fun and nobody else gets to have any fun? Who do we think we are? Let them have nuclear weapons today. Soon. In fact, screw waiting for their program to develop. Start shipping them over. Sell them to them. I don't care how we get them over there. Why don't we give the Ayatollah a big fat missile for his birthday, if you'll pardon the term missile. So anyway, I just want to say, thank God we're getting those NBA players in front of a judge, those dirty, rotten millionaires, those guys standing there in front of that judge, man, I just love seeing black people in front of a judge. And those that white trash, that beer-swilling trash out of Detroit that started the fight in the first place, God bless you. You're just having some fun, right? I mean, let's face it. It's not fair, all the big spooks making more money than you, right? Why, the guy gets off his day shift, putting rivets in a Chevy, comes on down there to the palace where he's overcharged. Not that you got to buy the ticket. You can watch it on TV for free, fatso. Do you think about that? I can't afford to take my family to a ball. Hey, pal, if you could afford to take your family to a ball game, you probably still wouldn't do it. Because you're going to sit there on the couch with a big size bag of Cheetos until your face gets all yellow around the mouth. So he goes on down there to the palace at Auburn, or whatever they call that dump, and he swills up on some of that Iron City beer, whatever they drink up there, throws a beer cup at one of them big black guys that makes all that money, because, you know, up in Detroit, they just love their people of color. And the next thing you know, well, there's a fight, and the poor guy, he's got a lawyer and everything, and he can't believe it happened to him, and he's just so outraged and shocked that that big, tall, colored guy had come after him, and who do they think they are? I mean, I know they make a lot of money, and I pay big money to go see them play, but I'm a white man. I'm short, fat, and ugly. Why, how dare he? I don't. When they put those guys on trial, I think the whole thing's for real. But the NBA, like the NFL, like Major League Baseball, like the National Hockey League, is a company. It's a company. It's a corporation. See, you think that these guys own teams? They don't own anything. They're franchisees. Is that what it's called? Franchise? Yeah, franchise. They have a franchise. The company is called the National Football League. And they're there for one reason. They're to maximize profits. Whatever's going to look good, look good. And smacking down these millionaire colored boys that play for them, that's what they want to do. Keeps the white boys happy that go to watch the games. Fan base, white. Employee, black. What make white man happy? Black man slap down. Do you understand? White man go game. White man go game. Watch black man go up and down court. Throw ball through net. Pay black man $3 million a year. White man resentful of black man make money.
Now you're making sense.
Yeah, it's I figured as much. All right, it's time now for our flashback. This is from Ryan Straits in Sugar Creek, Ohio. He says, I'd like to request the Jeff Dowder bit you did earlier this year where he was talking about how forest fires were being started by jackrabbits. That was some classic stuff. Mang. Keep up the good work, Ryan. Here it is, Ryan. This is the fire season, Professor Dowder. And there's going to be a lot of fires out west and in wherever there is dry brush. And I know they're now beginning to enlist the aid of weather satellite technology, etc., to try to track some of this. And I was wondering what you could perhaps fill in terms of the blanks in this.
Well, let's be very clear about what caused a forest fire. Once you know it caused forest fire, then you're able to go down there and you know, keep it from happening. But the thing that caused a forest fire that people don't know, and I got a very good friend of mine, Toby Bowe, who worked at Temple City Animal Hospital for 2 years, and he read up on it. When it gets very dry, a lot of the high brush, a lot of the high weeds, okay, Mr. Henry? Okay?
Yes, I'm following you.
Okay. A lot of the high weeds get very dry. Now, in the low-lying flatland foothill areas, as you get up into the higher crested alpine areas, there is a fairly significantly large jackrabbit population. The community could number anywhere from 1,000 jackrabbits to 50 to 53,000 jackrabbits in a significant area. The jackrabbits, I don't know if you've ever seen a jackrabbit, they get moving. you know, they haul ass, you know.
Yeah, I've seen them. I got them around my house.
Yeah, exactly. So a jackrabbit gets hauling ass through the high, dry weeds. Static electricity now comes into play. The fur on a jackrabbit, as he's hauling ass through these weeds, gets a little spark of static electricity. Have you ever seen the static electricity on a pair of slacks? And
yes, I have.
Okay. The jackrabbit gets hauling ass through the weeds. Little spark of electricity goes. Now the jackrabbit will, at that moment, burst into flames. Now you got a flaming rabbit that's just hauling ass and setting everything on fire. Okay?
Now hold on for a minute, man. I just want to...
Yeah.
You're telling me that the fur from the jackrabbit...
Well, keep in mind, it's very dry.
Absolutely. It's extremely dry in those areas, and we do get static electricity. That the fur from the jackrabbit, as he goes through the weeds, creates static electricity, and the jackrabbit bursts into flames?
Yes, sir, that's right. So now you've got this bunny that's just, like, completely burning up, and it's touching off, you know, trees as it goes by. Toby Bowes, now he's camping with a friend of his, okay? They're up there doing some camping. Also do some brown trout fishing, okay? He also, and I don't probably shouldn't say this, but he took a hit of acid. He said it was, like, unreal. You know, when you get up at that elevation, what the sky looks like. He took this hit of acid.
Well, I don't need to know about that, man, okay? Just tell me.
Well, anyway, Toby was up there, and on any given night, he said, man, you wouldn't believe it. I saw like 3-4 bunnies on fire just going, woo, man. They're touching off trees and everything.
Well, if that's the case, then your friend was in the middle of a forest fire.
What?
If that's the case, your friend was in the middle of a forest fire.
Well, he didn't make any comment on that specifically.
Well, what do you mean he didn't make any comment on it? Look, if he's seeing 4 or 5 flaming rabbits touching off trees...
Well, again, like I said, it's, you know, I don't have the full story, but he's up there, and he was up there with Chris Sorensen, Toby Bowes up there, and Steve Wedlock, okay, which are a couple of dudes that we surf with. Anyway, there he's up there, and he took a hit of acid. Next thing you know, he's got rabbits that are on fire, just boom, boom, boom. And that's when Toby said, I get it. Okay, this is what's going down. The rabbit gets on fire.
Wait a minute.
What?
Are you telling me your friend cooked this up on acid?
Well, but see, you got to understand something, Mr. Henry. Acid will take you to the molecular level of consciousness.
No, wait a minute. I just want to be clear. Your friend takes a hit of acid and starts imagining that flaming rabbits are setting off trees.
Well, think about it, man. I mean, what's wrong with it?
What do you mean, static electricity from the bunny fur?
It does, man. If it's that dry and the bunny fur touches it off, you get acres of trees up in flames before you can say, hey, time for another bong hit. Because what's happening, man, is all of that dead growth, it goes up. The rabbit doesn't know. The rabbit doesn't care. The rabbit doesn't know that it's touching it off. What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, man? You know, you would have been fine if you would have said your friend went up there and you didn't mention the acid.
I just said it because he said the sky looks cool.
Yeah, that's fine, man. But now you're telling me, after you tell me your friend took a hit of acid, now I'm sitting here thinking about flaming rabbits. He hallucinated the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's right, man. Yeah, he just came up with the idea of a rabbit, you know, bursting into flames, just like that.
No, he did it with the help of LSD.
Well, whatever, man. I mean, you called me up, so.
Where are you right now?
At a pond.
You're at a pond.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. You see that, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, a rabbit just went through. Okay, there it is. There's the flames. So you can kiss my you-know-what, man.
What do you mean a rabbit just...
A rabbit just hauled ass through, man. Now there's fire.
Is the rabbit on fire?
What's left of him, yeah. He's cooking over there now, man. The rabbit's just all cooked up. But that's okay, Mr. Talk Show Host. You know what's going down, so that's fine. Give me some more coffee, man. Give me some more of that sangria.
There's Jeff. I'm sure there's a forest fire going. These guys are just having another cup of coffee. What are they, on a cattle drive? You just hear the cups clinking. By the way, that track is on our Best Of CD. We did get a request for that, and that was a real letter. I mean, because sometimes people think...
Yeah, you're trying to promote the CD.
No, I mean, it's Just so happens it's on our CD, our Best of 2004 CD. It's called, what's it called on the CD anyway? It's like, How to Forest Fire Start. We got a cool one for tomorrow. It's a favorite of mine, and it was of recent broadcast, and it was requested by a cop who rolled his truck and was in the emergency room laughing his ass off as they were trying to stitch him up, and they asked him why. He said it was something I heard on the radio. On the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Steve Bozell coming up tonight.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This Friday is an all-request show, by the by. All-request. You may be asking yourself, if you've been a long-time listener, on about now, you may be saying, boy, Phil is really hitting this request thing a lot. And there's a reason. And it's simply that over the years we've gotten so many. We've had people ask, how do I get a tape of this? How do I get a tape of that? Can I hear this bit again? Can I hear that bit again? And the only time we would ever replay things, and we did it sort of haphazardly, was with what we used to call our daily flashback, which would just simply be a bit from the day's show the day ahead, or the day before is what I'm trying to say. And maybe that would address the needs of our listeners, and maybe it wouldn't. So we would continually get these requests until finally, I forget who thought of it.
it was me.
No, it was not you. But we decided to do requests, and on top of that, we said, well, let's do an all-request day. The first one we did was just before Christmas, right? So this will be our second one, and we'll try to do one every month. And so if you have one, you can feel free to email it in. We're backlogged, and I get somewhere in the neighborhood of, 400, 500 pieces of email a day, just with people asking, or a lot of spam. Mostly, I like to say I get 500 pieces of mail, but it's mostly, you know, hey, Phil Hendry, have you tried the new Viagra? You love those very personal spam messages. Hey, PHS. Now there's a way, you know, all kinds, and the slimy ones. You haven't responded to our email. We're holding your mortgage application. Here's your code. Anyway. So that's what we'll do on Friday, and you can order our Best of CD if you'd like online, www.philhendryshow.com. Steve Bozell will be coming up tonight, very interesting lawsuit that he and his attorney, Dolores Blazingame, have proposed, and Rudy's Love Songs tonight on The Phil Hendry Show. Charlie, hi, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. What's up?
Yes, I'm holding for Mark Mays, please.
I'm sorry that you got the Phil Hendry Show here, sir.
Well, I understand that, and I'm holding for Mark Mays, please.
Mark Mays is one of the principals in our company, Clear Channel. That would be in San Antonio, Texas, or Cincinnati, sir. That's not here.
Well, I understand. Is this the gentleman whose radio program is on right now?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, I can tell you why I want to speak with Mr. Mays. And I can tell you very simply that I'm very disappointed in the programming that I've been hearing tonight. I listen to this radio program, this radio station. I just happened to turn on the station by hand when I was reaching down to get some change out of my ashtray so I could use the toll highway here. My hand bumped the dial, and it swung over to your radio station. And I always turn it off at 7 o'clock at night because I don't want to hear you. And I happened to hear this piece of radio programming, I guess you want to call it. I don't know what it was. So I'm holding for Mark Mays. And
well, you can't, sir. You got the Mark Mays is one of the principals in our company.
I know who he is. And let me tell you something else. I don't appreciate what this radio station has done. It used to be such a wonderful station to listen to. And
oh, this is the guy again. I remember that.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Well, let me tell you something, sir. I have been in the radio game myself, so you're not doing anything I don't understand. I used to.
Were you on the air?
I did airtime sales for a station out in San Bernardino. I suppose it's not the same caliber of company that you keep. But let me tell you something. I know all about your business, and Mr. Mays would be apprised by me of what you're doing on your show. I am very disappointed that this radio station has decided to dumb its sound down. And there used to be programming that was very...
Well, you know, sir, you want to talk to Mark Mays?
I want to talk to Mark Mays. I'm going to talk to Mark Mays, and I'll let him know that your radio program is not what I listen to.
Well, I'll try and get him into the studio. My understanding is he's in Los Angeles.
Well, I don't know what it is that you are going to do, but...
I'm going to try to get him in the studio now.
Well, what I'm saying to you is this. I'm very disappointed in this radio station that I've listened to, and I want to hear intelligent talk-style programming. And
well, hold on for a minute. Mr. Mays, if you want to speak with him, he's here in our office right now.
Well, I would be very interested in speaking with him. I'd be very interested in telling him what I'm telling you right now.
Okay. Mr. Mays?
Yeah.
Here's Mark Mays.
Yes, sir.
Is this Mark Mays?
Yeah, huh?
My understanding, this is Mark Mays?
Yes, sir. This is Mark Mays.
Yes, sir. My name is Charles Traynor. I'm with the Traynor Utilities. I live here in Kent, Ohio, and I'm listening to this radio show right now, and I don't appreciate it at all.
Well, what's here's the problem?
And this is Mark Mays?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, I find it to be stupid, to be perfectly honest with you. I tune in to listen to intelligent programming, and I'm very bitterly disappointed in it.
Well, you're stupid.
But I didn't think that was Mark Mays.
You jackass.
I'm trying.
Get out of here. I'm sorry, he has a cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to make a light of all of this, that's fine, but I can tell you, sir, that
you're a real jackass. You know that?
What did you say?
No, I'm just talking to...
I try to do a good job.
Okay, you want to make fun, you want to make light of all of this, that's fine, but when I reach one of the principals in your corporation, Mr. Mays, and apprise him of the kind of job you're doing, you're going to be, I think, in some serious shape.
Well, let me just tell you this, sir. You're certainly free to do that, and...
Well, I'm going to do it.
Well, you can do whatever you want, but it's not going to change anything. I mean, they can fire me, you're absolutely right. They can put anything they want on the air, but I'm not going to change my show. As long as I'm here, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yes.
Well, apparently you don't understand that someone who owns a company can direct their employee.
Well, they can direct me to do something, but I don't have to do it, and then they can fire me. You see what I'm saying? And then we'll see whether contractually I am committed to do what they ask me to do, et cetera, et cetera. My contract calls for me to do a good radio show and to do it within the guidelines of the law, and that's what I do.
Uh-huh. Well, you think you're pretty smart, aren't you? But I can tell...
Well, look, I got to get going, so why don't you get lost, okay?
Excuse me?
I said get lost, okay? I got to get going. Call up Mark Mays. Do whatever you're going to do.
You know, you seem to...
What do you want to have a conversation with me? I told you, go away. I hate you. Go away from me. Far, far away.
No, I'm not going to. I want to make...
Get out of here! Hang up on him, bud.
I'm trying to.
Hang up on him.
I'm not going to leave.
Get...
I can't.
You're a retard. Anyway, the Phil Henry Show, sir, hang up.
No, I don't feel like it.
Hang up on him, bud.
Thank you.
What do you think about that?
If you don't hang up on that guy, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to kick your ass.
I can't do it. The thing's stuck.
Well, turn him down then.
I can't.
I think Howard Stein is better.
Howard Stein, that's great.
Yeah, blue, 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 boom, boom, booey, or whatever he says.
1-800-449-8686. Will you hang up on this lame ass, bud, before I come over there and I end your life?
But I can't. There's something wrong with it. Tell us.
BB Booey.
BB Booey. Yeah, you're doing good, man. All right.
So, what's for dinner?
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Do I get a t-shirt?
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up tonight, Steve Bozell. We also have a, I believe we have a poker tournament. We'll be getting in on celebrity poker tonight. And I probably got to be doing all of this stuff right now, but I'm just getting back into the swing of things here. I wasn't on the air last night because I slipped a disc in my back. This is the second time I've done it. And by the way, for those of you who email and say, wow, another tape? You know, why don't you work live? Hey, I get vacation time same as you guys. Not all of you, but just those of you that with your little emails. Why don't you find something else to do besides bother me? Yeah, I'm taking time off. What, you think I'm one of these entertainers? The show must go on. No. I take every day of vacation, and then I even squeeze some out that I'm not supposed to take. I steal, I beg, and I borrow for it. I'm not one of these guys. I never, you know, like Leno, he doesn't take any vacation. Yeah, he probably doesn't have anywhere to go. God, what a happy-go-lucky cat that guy must be.
You know, I'm just happy working.
Yeah. God. Not me, man. See, this is the kind of, I said this once, and it bears repeating. You know, like if there's a nuclear threat, and they have that emergency broadcast system where some dude's going to come on the air and go, here are your directions as to where you should go. Whoever that guy is, it ain't me. Because the minute that nuclear threat happens, I'm gone. There's this idea, you know, well, stay at the microphone, Phil. Yes, sir. You go ahead and you run off to the lead bunker with your children, Mr. Mays. Stay at the microphone, Phil. Be a pro. The rest of us, well, we're on a special shuttle to the moon. A few of us have been selected to reproduce the human race on a colony we're starting on Mars. Meanwhile, I'll just stay here, sir, and direct all the other ants into the bunker where we can cook. Anyway, so yesterday, maybe it was the emotional shock that I had yesterday, and here's what happened. Have you ever seen the way people will walk away from an area very casually when they've just done something bad? Like, for instance, have you ever seen the way someone will just pretend like they're walking away and you find someone's left a nasty note on your desk and they kind of got caught in the act and just kind of walking away? Well, imagine a cat doing that coming off of the hood of your car. Yesterday morning, I see a cat leaving the hood of my car as I, very casually, just, you bet, that's exactly what I smelled, cat urine, on my car. Thank God I had the car covered, right? So I roll the cover off, and I snorted, you mangy, and talk about mangy. Now, I'm not one of these anti-cat people. I dig cats. I got a cat. His name's Ruffy. He's a great guy. He's like a dog, follows me around, wants to play. He's got this game. He goes under a towel, and then he wants me to beat him up. I just start pounding on the towel, and he thinks it's a riot. So anyway, this cat, though, is this mangy, nasty-looking piece of garbage is coming off of my car, and sure enough, yep, cat pee. So I make a mental note to kill it when I see it again, and I'm rolling the tarp off of the car, and I bend down to pick up the bag, and I feel this pop in the middle of my back, and I knew exactly what it was, because it happened to me like 5 years ago. And what happens is, and this is not like an old man thing, because I've been having it since I was 19, ever since I pulled my back out lifting wheelbarrows full of wet cement. So I realized, you know, this is going to hurt a lot worse in about 30 minutes. I know the whole drill, man. I know the whole drill. It starts out, it hurts, but it ain't that bad yet. And gradually, as you walk around on it, then it gets worse and worse and worse. So I get into the car. I call up my chiropractor. I got to get over there. And he says, come on. So by the time I got to his office, I got out of that car like I was looking for quarters on the ground, like I was looking for spare change, just bent over, staring at the cement. And I got into his office, and he put me on this traction table that he's got. And then he uses one of these kind of like a heat vibrating massage thing. Don't you say it, bud. And anyway, and then gave me some ice, helped me in the car, put me in a back brace. It's a Velcro brace, which I wore last night, and today I'm way, 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 way better. But I couldn't move. I couldn't move to drive. I wasn't supposed to get in the car and drive. That is what happens to some of us who are born with weak backs, I guess. And when you do manual labor, when you're a kid and you're working, I mean, I did manual labor, that kind of crap. That's generally what happens. That wasn't the only gig I had. I used to work at an animal hospital. I was the kennel boy. You ever notice why there's so many references in the show to dogs in a run and in sweeping out a kennel?
That's because I did that.
Cleaning out a dog run with your hands, you know, coming in and cleaning out the cages. That's what I did. And then I'd have to lift big buckets of water to go mop the floor. That's when I yanked my back out the first time. But I learned all about how to boil the dog food, and the cats get meat, the dogs get meat and meal, the cats get water and the dogs get water. Got to take the dogs out in the run, but the cats can stay in the cage. And don't you ever feed an animal when it's come out of surgery. I did it one time to a cat. The cat flew out of the cage, went downstairs into some morgue for, I don't know where I was, like down in the morgue for the animal hospital, like frozen dogs hanging from meat hooks and stuff. And this cat, I grabbed it the way the doctor told me to grab it, around the neck, you know, tight as you can, grab the thing. And a cat is like a snake. It'll spin its head right around, and he sunk his teeth right into the neck. Now, have you ever had a cat bite? I mean a real cat. When they sink the teeth right through the flesh into the knuckles, it's as painful a thing as you'll ever know. But out of that, I came up with a great TV pilot, Kennel Boy, which I'm going to be selling to NBC later on. 1-800-4... Really? No, not really. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Here is a email from a man who says, Phil, I just got a backstage pass. I enjoyed immensely, but I noticed the FCC has really gotten on your back about what is said on your show, and suffice it to say, it just stinks. I'm really displeased by that. It's like someone clipped your show's wings. You can't possibly notice, sir, how my show has changed. The FCC hasn't changed my show at all. At all. Other than the fact that I guess there's a couple of words that get beeped out. You know, he says, he doesn't dig the fact that we got to beep out. We want to put our meat in your beep, you know, in the Ted's of Beverly Hills. Well, you're right. But, you know, you're asking me, this is Jim in Southern California. You ask me what I'm going to do about it. What are you going to do about it, man? What do you want me to do? You know, what am I supposed to do? I work for a huge corporation. They've got lots of lawyers, lots of money, and they've chosen not to do anything about it. What am I, you want me? You, I tell you what, why don't I quit in protest, and I can move in with you? Nothing I can do about it. My hands are tied. I'm just a little man.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.